What's happening? This is MGTOW Slim. In this sesh, I'm going to share with you the tales of two horror stories. To begin with, years ago, when I was an undergraduate in college, I was privy to taking an away trip for this academic program. Now, this program involved students from universities all around our state. As I waited for the bus on my university campus, a car pulled up with three men and one woman. The young woman was a biracial looking girl. She was actually Creole, but she was biracial by all phenotypical traits. The lovely light skin, the long, beautiful curly hair, the features. She was absolutely gorgeous. Now, this car was a car with rims, and the men were the type of men who would have grills. I don't remember if they did or not, but they probably did. She didn't look like she belonged with them, but as we see in society today, that it's common for conservative girls from conservative backgrounds to be with guys from the hood. Fast forward. We're on our trip out of state, staying in a resort type of place, not anything fancy. Actually, it was on a university campus, so it was almost like a dorm thing. And I learned a little bit more about this girl. She's married to one of those guys, and the other two guys are his brothers. There was some sexual tension between me and this girl, but we never got together. We returned back to our university campus, and she was staying there the whole summer to participate in this program. We ended up getting together, and she came over to my apartment. That was during the good old days when I had an apartment all by myself. So it turns out that, well, while we were talking, she was telling me about, you know, this guy who was trying to get with her on campus where she was staying, away from her husband. And she shared with me a poem that he had written for her. I read the poem. It was sincere. It came from his soul. We laughed. We laughed without restraint. And then I fucked her on the floor of my living room. We fucked the rest of that summer until it was time for her to go home. She went back to her husband, who had bought her that car complete with the rims. That was her car that he had worked hard to save money to buy for her. Now, back in these days is before I found Jesus. I was lost. I did not have the moral compass that I have now, and I'm ashamed that I did what I did. But at the time, I was not as fully aware of just how wrong it was. Well, this woman contacted me after she had been back home and asked me if we could still be meeting up to have sex. I couldn't understand at the time why she would be pursuing me to have sex when she was married to a guy who obviously loved her and valued her. But now I understand. She's a woman, and that's how women are. Part two of this twin horror story post puts MGTOW Slim on the other side of the pussy. I am not the pussy-getting hero in this second story. I am quite the contrary. Now, this happened not too long ago, about let's say 2 years ago. After my divorce, I was living with a girlfriend. Now, I'm in my 40s, and she's in her 20s. Now, this girl was pretty much the opposite of who I am. I'm a carryover from the World War II generation. I'm conservative. I don't do tattoos, no drugs, no nothing. You know, my state of mind has always been since birth, you know, keep your shirt tucked in, keep them shoes shining, and get to work on time. And that's all I know. Now, this girl in her 20s was straight from the hood, straight thug. She almost primitive. She had the tattoos. She smoked blunts every day. And she had that mentality of the new generation. I didn't like the tattoos. I didn't like the marijuana, smoking. But she was beautiful. She was fully Vietnamese, but she grew up in a black ghetto neighborhood, and so aside from her bloodline, she was black 100% and ghetto black at that. Now, one time she and I were in my car pulled up in front of a friend of hers house, and a guy walks out in the backyard. Apparently this was like her brother who was visiting. He was a young guy with long dreadlocks. He had his shirt off and had tattoos on. I observed him walking into the backyard. He didn't seem to be aware of us sitting in the car. And I heard from my girlfriend an audible moan. It was something involuntary, but this girl moaned. I glanced at her, trying not to let her know that I was checking her out. And I could see her eyes were fixed on him with a glazed over look. She seemed to have temporarily forgotten that I was even there. I would not be surprised if she literally had an orgasm. Now, this girl didn't work. I worked an hour away and was paying the bills in our apartment. And no doubt, this girl was banging everybody from the guy who provided her weed to probably this friend of hers brother and whoever else. No doubt about that. Now, we had originally gotten together when she sought my assistance moving out of her apartment, you know, a few hours away, where she was living with her thug boyfriend, and apparent, you know, by her version of the story, is like a super abusive relationship, all that kind of stuff, right? Well, she ended up getting tired of me and running back to him. Those whores. This is MGTOW Slim. Love, peace, and respect.